ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पद आत्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति 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 ओम सहनावतो सहनो भुनक्तो सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम शन्नो मित्र शं वरुणः शन्नो मित्र शं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः
शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः
शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः
शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः
नमो ब्रह्मणे
नमो ब्रह्मणे
नमस्ते वायो
नमस्ते वायो
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि
ऋतं वदिष्यामि
ऋतं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
तन्मामवतो
तन्मामवतो
तद्वक्तारमवतो
तद्वक्तारमवतो
अवतु माम्
अवतु माम्
अवतु वक्तारम्
अवतु वक्तारम्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
शिक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः
वर्णस्वरः
वर्णस्वरः
मात्राबलम्
मात्राबलम्
सामसन्तानः
सामसन्तानः
इत्युक्तस्य ईक्षाध्यायः सहनौ यशः
सहनौ यशः
सहनौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम्
सहनौ ब्रह्म वर्चसम्
अथातः संहिताया उपनिषदं व्याख्यास्यामः हिताया उपनिषदं व्याख्यास्यामः पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु
पञ्चस्वधिकरणेषु
अधिलोकमधिज्योतिषमधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम्
अधिविद्यमधिप्रजमध्यात्मम्
तामहासंहिता इत्याचक्षते अथाधिलोकम्
अथाधिलोकम्
पृथिवी पूर्वरूपम्
पृथिवी पूर्वरूपम्
द्यौरुत्तररूपम्
द्यौरुत्तररूपम्
आकाशसन्धिः
आकाशसन्धिः
वायुसन्धानम्
वायुसन्धानम्
इत्यधिलोकम्
इत्यधिलोकम्
अथाधिज्योतिषम्
अथाधिज्योतिषम्
अग्निः पूर्वरूपम्
अग्निः पूर्वरूपम्
आदित्य उत्तर उत्तररूपम्
आदित्य उत्तररूपम्
आपस्सन्धिः
वैद्युतस्सन्धानम्
इत्यधिज्योतिषम्
अथाधिविद्यम्
आचार्यः पूर्वरूपम् अन्तेवास्युत्तररूपम्
विद्यासन्धिः
प्रवचनगुंसन्धानम् इत्यधिविद्यम् अथाधिप्रजम्
मातापूर्वरूपम्
पितोत्तररूपम्
प्रजासन्धिः
प्रजननगुंसन्धानम् इत्यधिप्रजम् अथाध्यात्मम् अधराहनुः पूर्वरूपम् उत्तराहनुरुत्तररूपम् वाक्सन्धिः जिह्वासन्धानम् इत्यध्यात्मम् इतीमा महासगंहिताः इतीमा महासगंहिताः य एवमेता महासगंहिता व्याख्याता वेद संधीयते प्रजया पशुभिः ब्रह्मवर्चसेनान्नाद्येन सुवर्गेण लोकेन The first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, I said, the first Anuvakaha, we have seen briefly the science of phonetics being discussed there. The second Anuvakaha, I mean the third Anuvakaha, second Anuvakaha has science of phonetics. The third Anuvakaha, Upanishad introduces the student's prayer and the upasanam as a discipline. The first discipline introduced in this section is what? Meditation, upasanam. And what is the first meditation that is introduced here? Samhita upasanam. I told you there are five upasanams discussed in this chapter. The first upasanam is Samhita upasanam. And Samhita upasanam is a five-branched upasanam. One meditation consisting of five branches is called Samhita upasanam. And in this five-branched meditation, 20 devatas are meditated upon. Upon four different symbols. Is it clear now? Do you remember this now? An Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam, Adhi Jyotisha Samhita Upasanam, Adhi Vidya Samhita Upasanam. So, Adhiloka, Adhi Jyotisha, Adhi Vidya, Adhi Praja, Adhyatma Samhita Upasanas. Together form one Samhita Upasanam, five-branched Samhita Upasanam. And what does the word Samhita mean? Samhita means combination of letters. And here, Vedic combination of letters or Vedic conjunctions are taken as symbols upon which the devatas are invoked. So, objects of meditation are the devatas, but the Vedic conjunctions are the symbols on which we meditate upon these devatas. And I told you these upasanas are meant for the Vedic students, as students of Vedic times. So we can understand these meditations. We need not practice these meditations. Nowadays these meditations are not practiced by people because they are not exposed to Veda as much as the students of Vedic times. I guess example, somebody asked me even other class, how is it possible for us to meditate upon, even for the Vedic student, how is it possible to meditate upon this, conjunctions of letters, Vedic conjunctions and Vedic combination of letters. Purva Rupam, there are two words, it's a final letter of the word is taken and the following letter of the word is taken, which are called Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, and the place where they come together is called Sandhihi, and one more additional letter which joins that in that combination is called what? It's Sandhanam. The four forms involved in this Vedic, the conjunctions, the Vedic combination of letters. And then you had to invoke four different devatas upon the four letters, the four conjunctions. How is it possible? So I said, suppose a child who is growing up in this in the Western world, Western Europe or UK, complete, at least even UK, so many temples. Suppose in a different place where there is no temple, nothing, and the child who is growing up there is not at all exposed to any of this Hindu forms of worship. And then suddenly you show Ganesha there to him and say, this is Ganesha, Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan, bow to him. This Ishvara, this is the Lord, bow to him. If you say, he cannot relate to that. Ganesha, one funny form, elephant face, big belly, and human. No, this is Ishvara, this is Lord. He'll be confused. He can't really relate to that form. But a child who grew up in an Indian village, every day in different corners of the village he sees Ganesha. And he's been taught from childhood, Ganesha, Bhagavan, 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 bow to him, bow to him. He's been told so many times. For him, see Bhagavan in the form of Ganesha means, even though he doesn't know what Bhagavan is, but still he can relate to Ganesha as Bhagavan. Why exposure? Isn't it? That's the same way. It is very easy for a child who grew up in an Indian village, who's been exposed to this Ganesha Murti from childhood so many times, Bhagavan, 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 it is easy for him to relate to. Similarly, the students of Vedic times also are Vedic students. For them, they know this combination so thoroughly. They know the mantra so well. When you say Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam, it is very easy to relate to them. It is easy for them to visualize one devata upon one factor of the conjunctions. So it's not difficult for them. So we'll understand and we will leave it. We're not going to practice it. Is it clear? And we saw how in the Adhiloka Upasana, we've seen that Dyauhu Purva Rupam, that Dyauhu Uttara Rupam, Prithivi Purva Rupam, this world is meditated upon the Purva Rupam. And the heaven is meditated upon the Uttara Rupam, and Sandhihi, Vayu, Akasha Sandhihi, space is meditated upon Sandhihi, and then Vayuhu is meditated upon Sandhanam. Like that, we also have seen the meditation upon the luminaries, meditation upon the different luminous bodies and meditation upon the things connected to the Brahmacharya Ashrama and things connected to the family life, Grihastha Ashrama, and also the different parts associated with the physical body, like Uttarahanuhu, Adharahanuhu. You know, how Uttarahanuhu is, one has to meditate upon Uttarahanuhu upon Purarupam, Adharahanuhu upon Purarupam, Uttarahanuhu upon Uttararupam, and walk, the speech which comes in between these two jaws, upper jaw and lower jaw, meditate upon Sandhihi, and actually Jihva Sandhanam, the tongue which is in between the two jaws is to be meditated upon Sandhanam. So you see in this meditation, actually speaking, there is a phalam also, fruit of meditation. Now we have to see that part actually today. Upanishad later part, we stopped with the meditations. We had to come to the new mantra there. What is the mantra? The same Anuvaka. We are still in the same Anuvaka.
Yayeva meta mahasagumhita vyakhyata veda. Yayeva meta mahasagumhita vyakhyata veda. So, yaha veda. Yaha veda means one who knows. One who knows means not only one who knows, one who understands, and one who meditates upon these, one who knows, one who understands, one who knows, and one who practices this Samhita Upasanam. Yaha Veda means he who understands, knows, thereby practices this Samhita Upasanam. Practice Samhita Upasanam. Yaha Veda. And what are those upasanas? Vyakhyataha. Vyakhyataha means which have been explained, expounded here in this chapter. Okay? Vyakhyataha means those Samhita upasanams which have been explained here. One who knows these upasanas which have been explained here, Yaha Veda, and one who practices Vyakhyataha Veda. And these upasanams, these Samhita Upasanas, the five branched Samhita Upasanam or five Samhita Upasanams, which forms the first meditation in this text, okay, is said to be what now? Mahasamhitaha. Mahasamhitaha means what? They are said to be Maha, great Samhita Upasanam. Are the Samhitas, these Vedic combination of letters are said to be great combinations. Why? Because they are from the Veda. The letters, the combination of letters which are taken for meditation here are not from ordinary text or from anywhere else. They are from the Veda itself, therefore they are great. There is no question why they are great. Because these combinations taken for meditation are from where? Veda. Therefore, they are great. Mahasamhitaha. And second thing, not only they are simply great because they are taken from Vedas, they are great because upon them, the great devatas are invoked. Because these combinations of letters are associated with, connected with what? The devatas. I told you already even last class, the flag as a cloth, piece of cloth has no reverence, isn't it? The piece of cloth has no reverence, but the piece of cloth as a flag representing a nation becomes revered. An ordinary stone Ganesha, the stone actually has no reverence. The stone upon which you invoke Ishvara, then becomes revered. Similarly here also, these combinations of letters which are taken for meditations also become highly revered because of their association with the devatas which are invoked upon them. Therefore, they are called what? Mahasamhitaha. These Vedic combinations are said to be Mahasamhitaha, great combinations of letters. Why? Because they are from the Veda, one reason. Another reason, because the devatas are invoked upon them. So, what he says in this context, he who understands, knows, thereby practices meditation upon these great Vedic combinations of letters, he is blessed with. Sandhiyate means he is blessed with. He becomes connected to, he becomes associated with what? Fruits, benefits. Upasanam, mental activity, it is a karma, it is an action. So it should produce a phalam. What is the phalam? You will see here. We have drishtam phalam and adrishtam phalam, the twofold results for upasanam karma also. This is going to bless everyone with what? Twofold results. One is drishtam phalam, one is adrishtam phalam. So here, adrishtam phalam means what? First thing, adrishtam phalam, chitta shuddhihi, antahkarana shuddhihi, antahkarana naischalyam. See, mental purity and mental steadiness is the adrishtam phalam. Okay? One of the punyam adrishtam phalam. And what is drishtam phalam? What is that known fruit? No, we'll see that also here. See, when we meditate upon these devatas, the human mind, if is focused upon a small thing, mind will be small. If you see a big thing, it become big. If you visualize a bigger thing, it become bigger. Mind is of the nature of, nature of the object it is meditating upon, it is paying attention to. When we practice this Samhita Upasanam, actually the whole cosmos becomes visualized. Prithivi Purva Rupam Dyauruttara Rupam. When you think of it, where is it? No, you visualize the whole in this world is meditated upon the prayer form. The whole unknown Swarga is meditated upon the following form. Akasha, the intermediate space which is in between, is meditated upon the Sandhihi. And Vayu Devata is meditated upon Sandhanam. The whole cosmos is visualized. And also luminaries also. Everything is so huge and so big and so subtle, so abstract. Therefore, meditation upon this, when you meditate upon these objects, the world mind also visualizes this big universe. Thereby, mind also becomes expanded. Visualization or visualizing this whole big universe contributes for the expansion of the mind. Mind, you know that? That is called manasaha vaishalyam. Mind really expands. Expansion of the mind. And not only that, you develop reverence also towards all the objects. We cannot do anything with our own body. One organ we cannot create on our own. Even though the plastic surgery, even though it's highly developed, but still on our own, now we develop a reverence for the whole system. Unknowingly you will develop how? No, reverence for the prithivi, because you can't just prithivi, how much it is contributing. You can't walk on this prithivi. No, you have reverence for prithivi. You don't take any natural phenomenon as just a bundle of energy. what is in every phenomenon? The bundle of energy for a physicist, for a naturalist. But for the Vedic student, for a Vedanta student, for us everything is a devata. A big difference. The perspective changes. The change in perspective, definitely it will come. The prithivi, devata. So you haven't have prithivi. That's why in India, when we walk on the prithvi also, early morning, as soon as we get up, what we say? Vishnu patni namastubhyam, parvatastana mandale, padasparsham kshamasva. Hey Devi, I have to walk on you, my feet have to touch you, padasparsham kshamasva, please forgive me for walking upon you. This reverence. You may ask, why should we have reverence? Because we are at the mercy of, our very life is at the mercy of all the devatas. Somebody I have seen recently, and Jnanima brought a cutting from a paper, somebody has written how people mocked at even the pagans in a way of worshipping and all that. Now, after Japan's things, he said how meaningful it is to keep those devatas in good humor and please them, by prayers and worships. Somebody has written, he's got really, this must have really affected him a lot. This is what has happened in Japan and all that. So, devata upasanam really, keeps these devatas also. They become recognized, they become acknowledged, thereby they also contribute for our well-being. Means they also remain in their proper conditions so that they do not disturb. Somebody has read, it is not possible to tame the wrath of nature or something. I have seen something like this. What I am saying, we have reverence for the prithivi, we will develop reverence for anything, reverence for vayu, reverence for all the devatas, reverence for our own physical system also. One day there is a catch, we will know what it is. Every part, nothing we can create, nothing we can produce, nothing, no technology, no scientific discoveries can really help us change anything, produce anything. We can do certain things with what is available. Therefore, we develop reverence also towards all these phenomena. So, reverence for expansion of the mind is one phalam. Then reverence for the phenomena as devatas is the next, the perspective change is the next phalam. This change of perspective is actually called Jnana Chakshuhu. We talk about, Arjuna never saw the whole universe as Ishvara. Vishwarupa Darshanam is what? My God, I see there's nothing which is not Ishvara means, what is that? Jnana Chakshuhu that does not mean having another third eye here, sitting one more eye here. Only two eyes are here, one more physical eye here. How frightening and then how ugly it will look. Imagine. See, Jnana Chakshuhu means eye of knowledge means, wherein understanding takes place, then the perspective changes. Before, Prithivi is just earth. But now, Prithivi for you is a devata. Before, sun, Adityaha, just the bundle of energy. Now, devata. Vayuhu is air, element. Now, you look upon it as devata. Because how much vayu is important, It is more in tummy, it's a trouble also. That's a different thing. But for nostrils, for oxygen, it is what it does. For the plants, for survival, as a carbon dioxide, what it does. Isn't it? So, vayu is a devata. Like that, everything is looked upon as a devata. That reverence also we get. How? Only when a person understands and practices this meditation, his perspective also changes. Reverence. And thirdly, as I said, antakarna shuddhihi. Antakarna naischalyam. Because the mind is kept away from unwanted thinking, because the mind, the attention, the time is, attention is paid to this meditation upon these objects, the mind is taken away from unwanted things also, it in the long end contributes what? It really, it gives one very good concentration in the sense, it contributes for purity and steadiness. This is another palam. Okay. Apart from that, what do you get here? We say, prajaya sandhiyate pashubhihi. Very interesting thing. These are all what I said now is the adrishtam palam. Now, adrishtam palam is what? If a person practices this meditation, he will be blessed with praja, progeny. Progeny means what? Good progeny. We take it for granted, no, progeny. Only one will be blessed with good progeny, praja. Then pashubihi. He is also blessed with what? Pashu. Pashu means, literally pashuhu means animal. Here pashuhu means cat, cow and cattle wealth. Pashu stands for all forms of prosperity. Don't think only cattle. Okay? Suppose it was written in Vedic times. Therefore, it is said Pashubihi. If it was written these days, then recent times, and would have, he will be blessed with BMW, blessed with other things, no? Or Benz. He would have said that. But here, Pashubihi means he will be blessed with cattle wealth. At least don't take cattle for granted. Okay, every time you open, I tell you, for us, milk is so important. And without the what, tea, coffee, where is a coffee, tea without milk? And where is good health without milk? Where is calcium for us without milk, for vegetarians especially? And where is, actually, without yogurt, without buttermilk? There's the cattle wealth, such a great wealth, not to kill the animal, okay? I'm talking about only all the milk products, I'm thinking. Even the people are very scared of dairy and all that. But in India, we always, for us, you know, even in villages, before giving a girl in marriage to a boy, we'll ask how many cows he has. Those days, really. My sister was married, first sister, we used to ask them. Not we. I mean, what does the boy have? Okay? He may be highly qualified, everything. Plus, we also see how much lands he has. No? How many acres of lands, how many cows they have, how many, no, big farms they should have. Hundreds of cows they'll have. So, owning cows means a big, big wealth for us. You know, because milk also, by selling milk you can make money again. So, you know, why I'm saying in India, cattle wealth is considered to be one of the forms of wealth. So, pashubihi. That means it stands for one will be blessed with all forms of prosperity. Prajaya, he'll be blessed with good progeny. Pashubihi, cattle wealth. Then, Brahma Varchasena. See, before you practice this meditation, doesn't know how oily, how, you know, unattractive, how gloomy the face would have looked, we don't know. Once you start practicing these meditations, you will have Brahma Varchas. You will have Tejas. You will have what, you know, you will have the luster. Some form of glow that one will have on the face. Thereby one becomes a person of really attractive personality. Paramatma says magnetic personality. Okay, you will have what? Really attractive personality also. You will have by what? By practicing these meditations. Because inner leisure in the mind will be expressed on your, clarity in the mind will be expressed on one's face. Isn't it? How confused, how agitated, how troubled it will show on your face. How clear, how calm, how nice you are also will be shown on your face. That's what is called Brahma Varchas, Brahma Tejas. Brahma Varchas means the Tejas, the some sort of glow which is born of one study of the Veda itself. Called Brahma Varchas. And even children who practice regularly Gayatri Japam, they have a set of Brahma Varchas. Therefore, here we say, Brahma Varchasena. One will be blessed with Brahma Varchas. There are what? Drishtam Phalam. Progeny. Don't ask me, if I practice this meditation now, should I have progeny? Not that water is in keeping with your age, okay? You won't get the children. Another problem. Okay, so another, we have to be careful, isn't it? Whatever you need, you will have. It is if a young person practices, and he'll be blessed with the good progeny, he'll be blessed with the, you know, lots of, all forms of prosperity, Pashubihi, Brahma Varchas. Not that, Annadhyena means what? Anna means food, abundance of food. There will not be, he will never suffer of poverty. You know, he'll be blessed with abundance of food, annam. And then what is adhyam? Anna adhyam means what? Adhyam means adana yogyam adhyam. No, highly nutritious food. Adhyam, annam means what? Nutritious, nourishing, healthy, isn't it? Sattvic food. Healthy food is adhyam. Highly nutritious food. Food means not something, eating something. Okay? Annam means food. Adhyam means what? Anna adhyam means adana yogyam. That which can be eaten, that which nourishes. So he'll be blessed with nutritious, healthy food also, abundance of food also. The person who given to the practice of this meditation will never starve without food. Never starve means what? He will not be starving. No? He won't be hungry. He will get good food also. Nutritious food. So, adhyam annam, annadhyena, brahmavarchasena, this, we have seen, they're all drishtaphalams. And as a punyam, he also go what now? Suvargena lokena. These fruits he will enjoy when he is alive. After death, how will meditation help me? No? Meditation, the practice of meditation, I tell you, when you practice any meditation, it will never go waste. Do you understand? Practice of meditation, especially the Samhita Upasanam, will bless one with all these things when a person is alive in this world. After death also, in sukshma form, subtle form, he will go to heaven and he will enjoy heavenly pleasures. In keeping with the amount of punyam, he will go to better lokas. No, Mahar Loka, Tapo Loka, Jana Loka, no, Satya Loka, like that. Different lokas are discussed in the Shastram. And he'll go to higher lokas. And then he'll also enjoy heavenly pleasures. This is after death benefit. Before death, so that means what? This practice of meditations blesses one with benefits, fruits, which are enjoyable in this world while living and which can be enjoyed after death in higher lokas also. Is it clear now? That's why he says, Suvargena Lokena. That is what? Last palam. Why all these words are in third case, instrumental case? Because Sandhiyate. He is connected to, he becomes connected to. Means what? He becomes blessed. With what? Therefore, third case. He becomes blessed with what? With the children. Blessed with prosperity, of cattle, wealth, etc. He'll be blessed with Brahma Varchas. And after death, he'll be blessed with the heavenly life also. Life in heaven also. How long? It is like getting on free ticket to somewhere. And how long? They won't keep you for so long, okay? 3 weeks or 4 weeks, like how you come back after holiday. As long as punyam is there, you can live there and you can come back also. But still you have good holiday. Isn't it? This is also, heaven also is what now? After death, heavenly enjoyment of heavenly pleasures also is assured as a result of meditation. So you know now how practice of Samhita Upasanam blesses one with Drishtam Phalam and also Adrishtam Phalam. Plus, I said what? Three things. Expansion of the mind, reverence towards Devatas, and Chitta Naischalyam, Chitta Shuddhihi. Or you can say it contributes for emotional maturity, inner growth, without which Jnanam will be impossible, without which Moksha will be impossible. Is it clear now? Now the question comes, my God, should I definitely practice the Samhita Upasanam? No. This is one of the meditative techniques prescribed in this Upanishad. Okay, Samhita Upasanam, it is optional. It is not compulsory. Without practicing this meditation also, you can have Antahkarna Shuddhi, you can have Antahkarna Naischalyam, you can have Jnanam, you can attain Moksha. Okay? This Upasanam is not a compulsory, it is optional. Is it clear? So with this, meditation as a discipline is over. No, not over. One first meditation is over.
Sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi. Sandhiyate prajaya pashubhihi. Brahma varchasenannadyena.
Brahma
varchasenannadyena.
Had to split there. Brahma varchasena. Then annadyena. Annam means food. Adyam means nutritious food. Annadyena. Then Brahma varchasena. Two things are discussed. Okay? Later,
suvargena lokena. Suvargena lokena.
The suvargena lokena is what? Benefit of meditation, fruit of meditation, one can enjoy after death. Other fruits one can enjoy before death are discussed where? Prajaya, Pashubihi, Brahma Vachasena, Annadhyena. Is it clear? Okay. Now we are entering into a new topic, which we need not spend much time on chanting, because you all know this chanting already. Now here begins the fourth Anuvakaha, because the Anuvakas are not very clear in this book. Fourth Anuvaka, Chaturthaha Anuvakaha, the fourth paragraph begins from here. The third Anuvaka is over now. See, these are the mantras recited as a prayer. Again a prayer comes. So there's this Anuvaka consists of mantras for chanting, merely chanting, japaha. And this Anuvaka consists of mantras not only for chanting, also for chanting while performing a ritual. Two things are prescribed here. One is vachikam karma, japaha, mantras to be chanted for japa. Mantras prescribed for japaha, for mere vachikam karma, oral activity. And mantras are prescribed for chanting for kayikam karma, performance of a ritual. Two things are here. Again, we are not going to perform rituals. Just for you to understand. There are mantras in this Anuvakaha for vachikam karma and also for kayikam karma. Okay, and wherein the prayer is given, prayer is presented. So why we need to pray? What does the student pray for here? Here the student is praying for sharp intellect. As a student of Vedanta, it is very important for us to have sharp intellect. Because subject matter of this Vedanta Shastram is very subtle, very profound, and it needs a subtle mind, sharp intellect also. And a pure mind also. So purity of mind is prayed for. Then sharpness of intellect also is prayed for. Good physical health is prayed for. You need good physical health, and you need sharp intellect. You need, balanced mind. These are the things prayed for in this mantras. And also, the student also prays for students. He's also praying for students. He's also praying for prosperity. So prayer for prosperity, prayer for all forms of prosperity. Because one needs money, one needs wealth. These mantras are quite famous. Why? Wherever money is prayed for, and people doesn't become extinct. I mean, they've been always carefully, they've been reading it and doing it. Even the homas are very popular. Even now, they're performed because you ask for prosperity, money, wealth. The student is praying for mainly what is needed for jnanam. What is needed for jnanam? The student is very clear, what I want is moksha. What I want is jnanam. For jnanam, what is that I need? I need to study shastram. So, I should have a shastra jnanam. He asks for jnanam. He asks for antahkarna shuddhi. He asks for antahkarna naischalyam. He prays for sharp intellect that he can understand shastram. And he also asks for what? Balanced mind, unturbulent, steady mind. He asks for more and more of students. We are going to see all those things. So first he prays for the first mantras. I'll tell you, Dhanuvaka had to separate these mantras. You all know very well, Shrutam Me Gopaya is the first mantra, which you have been chanting regularly in our regular prayer before we do the Medha Suktam. And you know this Medha Shaktihi. Medha Shakti means Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. Grahana Shaktihi means what? The capacity to grasp, absorb, understand is called Grahana Shaktihi. And sometimes we do understand, but we don't retain. We forget. And also the capacity to retain what has been heard and understood is called Dharana Shaktihi. Grahana Dharana Shaktihi is what? Medha Shaktihi. In the fourth Anuvakaha, in the first mantra, the student is asking for Medha Shaktihi. It's Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. The capacity to understand and retain. We'll read the mantra, then let me explain the meaning. You know very well, today we'll read only once. Because you know that very well. Yaschandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Yaschandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. Chandobhyo dhyamruta atsambhava. Chandobhyo dhyamruta atsambhava. Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam.
Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Shariram me vicharshanam.
Jihva me madhumat.
Jihva me madhumattama.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Karna abhyam bhuri vishruvam.
Brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha.
Brahmana koshosi medhaya pihitaha.
Shrutam me gopaya.
Shrutam me gopaya.
So here, the student is praying to the Lord, Ishwaraha, and he need an alambanam to invoke the grace of the Ishwara. And here Ishwara is invoked upon what? Omkaraha. Omkaraha is here the Ishwara. Ganesha is Ishwara, Subramanya is Ishwara, Pratimas, they are all Pratimas. But here now Omkara is a Pratika, a sound symbol of the Lord. So therefore we take here Omkaraha, Pranavaha, and invoke the grace of Ishwara upon this Pranava Mantraha, Omkaraha. So he says, who is this Lord Omkara here? Chandasam Rishabaha. First, there is a glorification of the Lord and glorification of Omkara itself first. Chandasam Rishabaha. Yaha Chandasam Rishabaha. See, Chandas means a meter. Chandas also means a mantra. A Veda mantra is called Chandas. And all the Veda mantras are called Chandasaha, isn't it? Chandasam Rishabaha. Rishabaha literally means bull. Don't say bull of the mantras. Which bull implies what? Exalted. So Omkara is the most exalted of all the Veda mantras. Okay, all the Veda mantras. Rishabaha. In fact, we have Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. And all the four Vedas, we have no time to read and understand. Okay? And all the four Vedas are, from each, there is a mantra, Gayatri Mantra, in fact, has three sentences. You know what are they? Tatsaviturvareenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. These three sentences stand for three Vedas. Tatsaviturvare Enyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Rig Yajus Sama. First sentence stands for Rigveda. Second sentence stands for Yajurveda. Third sentence stands for Samaveda. So all the four, actually we say, these three sentences stand for all the Vedas. We say all the Vedas put together in the mixie and grind them and take the juice out of it. That is what? Actually these three sentences itself. And even these three sentences are also very difficult to chant. Again, Gayatri Mantra is also difficult, means what? Now, the essence of each sentence is what now? Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. You don't need to chant. Even, of course, Gayatri is very good. Even time for Gayatri, Om. Om is the essence of the Gayatri Mantra, which is the extract essence of all the Vedas. Therefore, Om is what now? Exalted of the mantras. Chandasam Rishabaha means exalted of the Veda mantras, all the Veda mantras, Rishabaha. And that Omkara is what now? The Omkara alone is in the form of the whole universe. Vishwarupaha. Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. Where is Bhagavan? Which is Bhagavan? Vishwarupaha. There is no Lord other than the universe. There is no Lord sitting anywhere in a given place, at a given time, and giving darshan at a given time. Okay, I want to have darshan of Bhagavan. Means what? Now I want to go to that place. I want to see Bhagavan in that. Bhagavan there sitting, and there's a darshan time is only this time, 12 to 1. And after that, before that, you won't have darshanam. Hey, there is no Bhagavad darshanam. You want to have Vishwarupa Bhagavan. Okay, Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. The universe is nothing but Bhagavan. Therefore, that Bhagavan is what actually represented by Omkaraha Pranavaha, which is the essence of the all the Veda mantras. Is it clear? That means meditating upon Omkaraha. Enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha will bless one with Jnanam, Moksha, everything. But now here, Upanishad does not ask you to meditate upon Omkaraha here. That enquiry into the meaning of the Omkara is discussed only in Mandukya Upanishad. So we will wait for that. Okay? You don't need to worry about it. You can understand how enquiry into the meaning of Omkaraha will bless me with knowledge and moksha. That we will see in Mandukya Upanishad. Here what should we understand? We should know. It is enough if we know Omkaraha is represents the all the Veda mantras. Omkaraha itself is exalted of the Veda mantras. Now it is Nishwaraha, it stands for Ishwara the whole, the Omkara Bhagavan, Omkaraha alone is in the form of the universe. Means what? The whole universe is Ishwara. Is it clear? Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Chandasam Rishabha Vishwarupaha. Understood. Haven't you got it? I don't want to go from here without hereafter. Every word we read here, you understand here itself, not afterwards. It should not be forgotten also. Chandasam Rishabha Vishwarupaha. Chandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Chandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. Chandobhyodhyamrutat. Chandobhyodhyamrutat. Sambhabhuva. Sambhabhuva. Now we say, where has this Omkaraha, Pranavaha, the Lord invoked in the form of Omkaraha, this Pranavaha has come into existence. Where has it originated from? Upanishad gives an answer. Chandobhyaha adhi amrutat. Actually, adhi should go with sambhabhuva. Chandobhyaha amrutat adhi sambhabhuva. You have to put the adhi with sambhabhuva. Okay? Chandobhyaha, say now, chandobhyaha amrutat adhi sambhabhuva. Here, Adisambhabhu, this Omkaraha has been, where has it originated from? It is from the Vedaha. Sambhabhu, Adisambhabhu means, it has, it had originated from the Veda. That means what? It is from the Veda. It is not some discourse of somebody, one person. It is from the Veda. Akara, this Omkaraha consisting of three sounds. Akaraha, Ukaraha, Makaraha. Three sounds together form one syllable. It's a monosyllabic word. And which stands for what? Which has come from the Veda. How do you say it has come from the Veda? Chandobhyaha means from the Veda mantras. And which are the Veda mantras here? Amritat Chandobhyaha. The Vedas, which are timeless shastram, which have no beginning, which have no end, which have been perennially eternal. The Veda mantras are amritam. They are also said to be eternal. Why? They have been perennially eternal. Every time the universe becomes unmanifest, Veda mantras also become unmanifest. Again the universe becomes manifest, Veda mantras also become manifest. We have no date for Veda mantras. The timeless Veda mantras, this Omkaraha has emerged. That means I told you already, all the Vedas have been reduced to three sentences of Gayatri mantra. That is why we say Gayantam Tayate Iti Gayatri, Surya Gayatri. It protects the one who recites the mantra. The Gayatri itself means what? Protector of the reciter. Gayatri means, what does it mean? Gayatri is a name of the meter. But this mantra in Gayatri meter has the capacity to protect the reciter. Protector of the reciter is the Gayatri. Gayantam Trayate iti Gayatri. And what? Why? Because this is the essence of all the Vedas. Tatsaviturvareenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonav Prachodayat. Three sentences. What now? Represent three Vedas. Rigyajusama. And these three sentences again are reduced to what now? A stands for Tatsaviturvareenyam. U stands for Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Makara stands for Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Therefore, Akara, Ukara, Makara give the essence of the Vedas. Where Omkaraha, the Chandobhyaha Sambhabhuva. It has originated from the Vedaha. Timeless Shastram. Amrutat Chandobhyaha Adisambhabhuva. And this Omkaraha, now we say, we are invoking the grace of the Lord in the form of Omkaraha. Now our prayer begins. Having glorified Omkaraha, how Omkara is the exalt of the mantras, Omkara is in the form of the universe, and Omkara has originated from the very Vedas themselves. Having said that, now we pray.
Samendro medhaya asprunoto. Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
The student first asks for wisdom, thereafter he is going to ask for wealth. What should you ask for first? If you ask for wealth first, we do not ask for wisdom first, then money minus culture will lead to disaster. And Shankara is giving a very beautiful bhashyam next to thereafter. Some place he is giving a very beautiful bhashyam. He says, money is like a edge of a sword, knife. It can destroy you, it can uplift you. So money with wisdom will lead you to what? It will uplift you. Money without wisdom can destroy you. Why? The money can be, because without wisdom, if you are blessed with lots of money, you will not know how to handle the money, how to deal, isn't it? How to make use of the money. And all pubs and gamblings and races and bridge, playing cards, drinks, drugs, money will go for all these things without wisdom. With money, with the wisdom, money will be used for jnana prapti, moksha prapti, dharma prapti, living life of dharma, for contribution, for social well-being, everything. So, very important is what? You need a clear knowledge, clarity of mind, dharma. Without the knowledge of dharma, without knowing the dharma, without being committed to live life of dharma, if you simply are blessed with money, means you will not know how to handle money. Definite satyam. That is why first you ask for wisdom, then you ask for, come with this mere wisdom I will be suffering, okay, I want money also, give me. But mere money is not good. That is why student asks for first wisdom, then he asks for knowledge. Sorry, now ask for wealth. So we'll say here. So first he says, Samendro medhaya asprunoto.
Samendro Medhaya Aspranotu.
Saha Indraha. Mendro, you have to split the word Mendro. Ma plus Indraha. Ma plus Indraha. Mendraha. Isn't it? So, Saha Indraha. May that Lord. Indraha here means what? Ishwadeva. Indraha means the Lord himself. We should not mistake this Indra for the Lord of Devas. Here Indraha means what? The Lord himself, Bhagavan, Ishra, the whole. Saha Indraha, may the Lord the whole in the form of Omkaraha. May means what? Again, you have to say, no, again, ma. Ma means may means me. Yanakku. Saha Indraha medhaya sprunotu. Sprunotu means what? Bless me with. No? Bless me with what? Wisdom. Medha. May the Lord in the form of Omkaraha bless me with Medha Shaktihi. Medhaya sprunotu. I already told you, Medha means what? Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. May that Lord in the form of Omkara bless me with the capacity to understand the Shastram correctly, and not only to understand the Shastram correctly, also to retain the Shastram, whatever I understand. Once I leave, go outside of the door, you should not go outside of me, it should be there. I may be going out of the class, but the subject matter of the Shastram should not go outside of my buddhi, my head. It should be retained here also. Isn't it? Therefore, Saha Indraha medhaya sprunotu. Is it clear now? Who are you invoking here? Whose grace are you invoking? Bhagavan's grace. In which form? Omkara form. Don't forget that. Because here Omkara is taken, no, for invoking Bhagavan upon. Then, next prayer. So, first you glorified Omkara, then you expressed your prayer. Second prayer.
Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam, devadharano bhuyasam. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam. Amrutasya devadharano bhuyasam.
Okay, he deva, I'll stop with this. He deva, O Lord. O self-effulgent Lord, deva. You're addressing the Ishvara in the form of Omkaraha. O Ishvara, O self-effulgent Lord, தானாக விளங்குகின்ற பரம்பொருளே. சே ஓ self-effulgent Lord. ஹே தேவா. தேவா இஸ் இன் விழிவேற்றுமை வோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ். யூ ஆர் காலிங் பகவான் அண்ட் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு டெல் ஹிம். பூயாசம். பூயாசம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மே ஐ பிகம். மே ஐ பிகம். பூயாசம் மே ஐ பிகம். மே பிகம் வாட்? தாரணா. Dharanaha means the possessor, the holder. May I become the holder, the possessor. May I become the possessor of what? Amrutasya. Amrutasya means what? Jnanasya. May I become the possessor of Jnanam. That means what? Amrutasya means, Amrita means, because self-knowledge will bless one with what? Knowledge of the self being immortal. Self being immortal. Isn't it? Therefore, the knowledge will bless one with attainment of immortality. Therefore, knowledge also is implied by the term Amritam. Here, why the word Amritam is used for Jnanam? Because self-knowledge will bless one with knowledge of the self being immortal. With self-knowledge will bless one with the attainment of immortality. Therefore, knowledge is here implied by the word Amritam. So, Amritasya Dharanaha Bhuyasam means, may become the possessor, the container, the holder of self-knowledge. That means what container or holder possessor. May I be blessed with self-knowledge. Is it clear now? May I be the one endowed with self-knowledge. Now I am ignorant of the self. May be blessed with self-knowledge. If the prayer is for, may be blessed with knowledge of the truth, reality. May be blessed with the knowledge of Bhagavan, the whole. That is the thing. Okay, thereby may I be blessed with moksha also. Amrutasya, he deva. Say that it will become clear. He deva. Say now.
Deva.
Amrutasya. Dharanaha. Bhuyasam. That's why these mantras are meant for japa. Japa means what? Repetition. This japaha is a oral activity. These mantras are meant for japaha means you have to repeat Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam, Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam, Amrutasya Devadharano Bhuyasam. Not in this line, okay? The whole mantra. Yes, Chandasam Rishabaha onwards Gopaya. Till then, you can repeat this mantra every day 1 lakh times, 108 times, 1008 times, 54 times, 27 times. No, at least 9, at least once. Okay. What I am saying, this is for, we will come back and see the mantra. Because it's going to be late. So better have tea and come back soon.